My Life in Ruins. Written and read by Adam Ford. Without exception, everyone I encountered, from the market store owners to bus drivers and police officers, were generous with their time and genuinely friendly in a very funny way. But none were as hilarious as the drug pushers who cruised the tourist beaches. There were two that I remember, the doctor and Mr. Brown. The doctor would weave his way towards you in board shorts and flip-flops and holding a black briefcase. With a flourish, he would slip the catches of the briefcase and announce that he was the doctor of the beach and had every cure you could need right there. Mr. Brown described himself as Mr. Brown, the handyman of town. He would grin and say, "I can fix anything," and tap meaningfully at his shoulder bag. Of course, my impression of Barbados as a tropical utopia is naive bollocks. The island's history is a story of the dirty, brutal and shameful reality of British colonialism. The Black Barbadians are the descendants of the West African diaspora carried to the West Indies to work the sugar plantations from the 17th to the 19th centuries. They arrived at Bridgetown on the second leg of a miserable triangular journey. Starting in the great ports of London, Bristol, and Liverpool, slave ships travelled south with goods and tradable supplies. Once offloaded at one of the numerous ports that dotted the slave coast of the Bight of Benin, these ships were filled with a living cargo bound for the Americas. It is estimated that 12 million people landed in South, Central, and North America between the 16th and 19th centuries. Many more left Africa, but didn't survive the crossing. The ships later returned to Britain, packed to the gunwales with a precious cargo of sugar, cotton, and tobacco. The Swahili term, Marfa, is often used to describe this trade. It means great disaster, and they're not bloody kidding. Barbados was Britain's first established colony in the Caribbean, but until the 1640s, the population was predominantly white and male, and the economy based on tobacco, cotton, ginger, and indigo. Indentured European labourers provided most of the intensive labour for tending these crops. But with the introduction of sugar in the middle of the 17th century, Barbados and the other British colony to its north, Jamaica, became the centres of the British slave trade in the Caribbean.